I knew better than to go out, though, so I read the newspaper for a while, until I felt tired. The whole thing seemed a little foolish and pretty much of a letdown. I went to sleep with the tape player whispering softly in my ears such ego-building epigrams as, "You are better than everyone else, and you know it, and people who don't know it had better watch out." And, "They are all fools, and if you were in charge, things would be different. And why aren't you in charge? It's easy enough." Waking up was uncomfortable because of the pain in my ears where the earphones were still plugged in, my own stupid voice droning away at me. Nothing had changed, and the whole futile experiment was a waste, and waste makes me angry. The earphones broke in my hands, and I felt better. Felt much better still when I had stamped the tape player into a tangle of rubble. My face rasped when I ran my hand over it. I had been days without a shave. Rubbing in the dip cream, I looked into the mirror over the sink, and an odd fact struck me for the first time. This new face fitted me a lot better than the old one. A fault of birth or the ugliness of my parents, whom I hated deeply, the only right thing they ever did was to produce me, had given me a face that didn't fit my personality. The new one was better. Handsomer, for one thing, and a lot stronger. I should have thanked that fumble-finger Quack Wolf for producing a masterpiece. I should have thanked him with a bullet. That would guarantee that no one would ever be able to trace me through him. It must have been a warm day, and I was suffering a fever when I let him get safely away like that. On the table was a piece of paper with a single word written on it. My own handwriting, though I can't imagine why the hell I left it there. Angelina, it said. Angelina. How I would love to get that tender white throat between my hands and squeeze until your eyeballs popped. Ha! I had to laugh at the thought. Made a funny picture indeed. Yet I shouldn't be so flippant about it. Angelina was important. I was going to find her, and nothing was going to stop me. She had made a fool of me and had tried to kill me. If anyone deserved to die, it was her. It was an awful waste in some ways, yet it had to be done. I shredded the note into fine pieces. All at once the room was very oppressing, and I wanted out. What made me doubly angry was the fact that the key was missing. I remember taking it out, but had no idea where I had put it. The slob at the desk was slow at answering, and I was tempted to tell him just what I thought of the service, but I refrained. There is only one permanent cure for these types. The spare key rattled into the basket of the pneumo, and I let myself out. I needed some food, and I needed some drink, and most of all, I needed a quiet place for some thought. A nearby spot provided all three, after I had chased the hookers away. They were all dogs, and Angelina just playing a role had been better than this entire crowd lumped together. Angelina. She was on my mind tonight with a vengeance. The drinks warmed my gut, and Angelina warmed my memory. To think that I had actually once considered turning her in, or possibly killing her. What a waste. The only intelligent woman I had ever run across. And all woman. I'll never forget the way she walked in that dress. Once she had been tamed a bit, what a team we could make. This thought was so mentally aphrodisiac that my skin burned, and I drained my glass at a single swallow. Something had to be done. I had to find her. She would never have left a ripe plum of a planet like this one. A girl with her ambition could go right to the top here. Nothing could stop her. And that's, of course, where she would be, eventually, if not now. She must spend her life feeling damned because she was a woman, knowing she was better than the rest of the crubs around, then proving it to herself and them over and over again. My arrival would be the biggest favor Angelina could have. I didn't have to prove myself better than the Hicks on this rubified planet. Just one look did that. When Angelina hooked up with me, she could stop fighting, relax, and take orders. The contest would be over for all time.